Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Censored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for people who loved a 20-year-old animated classic called Mulan. Because now there is a big new, extremely lavish $200 million production of Mulan in live action that is available over at Disney Plus. Now, generally at Disney Plus, you get a membership and you can stream things for free. This one you have to pay for. Is it worth it? We will tell you a little bit later in this broadcast. And there's also a brand new series called Away, starring Hilary Swank, double Oscar winner. It is about the first trip to Mars, something that President Trump has begun talking about very seriously. He wants to commit the United States and our resources to actually getting to the Martian surface, which would be a major, major accomplishment. The movie imagines it, nothing having to do with Trump, imagines that we've done it with, or we're going to attempt to do it with an international crew. We will review Away as well coming up on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also be speaking a little bit later this hour to Professor Paul Kengor of Grove City College about his searing new biography of a guy who's very much in the news right now. He's actually been in the news for 150 years. His name is Karl Marx. And yes, there are tons of people flocking the streets of Seattle and Portland and New York and Washington, D.C. and Chicago who are embracing the ideas of Karl Marx. Why? Why? What sense does that make? And we will also deal with Jane Fonda's comment that we need a new norm. A new norm of what? A new norm to deal with climate change, and she has her own ideas about that, which we will get to. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Let me very quickly just review some of the back and forth about the new polls. Because, look, there's no question that this race is tightening. I mean, even skeptical polls that still show Joe Biden well ahead show the race has tightened. Trump benefited not as much as he hoped to, but he benefited somewhat from his convention. Biden appears not to have benefited much at all from his convention, but he was ahead going into it. And one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this is there's something that's been circulating on conservative media that just isn't true. It's saying that Nate Silver of the 538 says that Joe Biden is going to have a very grim November. He doesn't say that. On the 538, he still shows the average of polls actually showing a little tick upward for Biden. Biden's 7.4% ahead in the national popular vote. What he said is that Biden can win the national popular vote by 3%, but he still won't be the favorite to win the Electoral College because the Electoral College is different. And I think it's worth explaining to people. I was talking to some people last night in dinner about it. Is that because the Electoral College is rigged? It's rigged against Democrats. It's rigged in favor of Republicans because, after all, we've had two Republican presidents recently, President Trump and President George W. Bush, who lost the popular vote but won the electoral vote. It's not rigged. It's the Constitution, which, in order to get a constitutional deal that included all of the 13 colonies to become the 13 original states, you had to do something to ensure to the small states, states at the time like New Jersey and Connecticut, which were smaller in population, that they wouldn't just be overwhelmed by the voting strength of the larger states. At the time, that was Virginia and Pennsylvania primarily. And so what they did is they set up one House of Congress that where all the states are equal. They each get two U.S. senators, which is why a small state in population like Wyoming gets the same Senate representation as California. And the one thing that a lot of people don't understand is that the Electoral College is given out based upon the same numbers of representatives that you have in Congress, U.S. senators plus Congress people. For instance, our smallest population state, Wyoming, has three electoral votes. It would not deserve three electoral votes if it was simply done proportionally. But there's that extra bonus because we want to protect states. And that means because a lot of those smaller states, Idaho and North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, a lot of those states are very conservative. Not all. Vermont is one of those states with only three electoral votes, and it's arguably the most liberal state in the country. But the point being here, Trump lost the popular vote last time by 3 million votes, as everybody knows, by more than 2%, and he won the Electoral College. And what they're saying is that if Biden stays as close to Trump as some polls indicate, it could happen again. But I do think it's worth taking a look. I'm looking at a digest of the 40 most recent polls, national polls. None of them show Trump running even with Biden. They show Biden advantages ranging between 4 and 14 points. Now, there's another poll that was released today, and it's, to me, fascinating. It's a poll from ABC, Ipsos, and it's a poll with a pretty good reputation, and they came very close to calling the national vote, the national popular vote last time in 2016. In any event, what the poll indicates is they asked people this question. They asked, do you think what Donald Trump has said about the protests, or do you think that what Joe Biden has said about the protests that have been happening in parts of the country makes the situation better, worse, or doesn't have much of an effect one way or the other? Well, I'll tell you where there's a consensus. And this is not good news for Joe Biden. There's a consensus that whatever Joe Biden says, it doesn't make any difference. It just doesn't matter. Because assessments of Biden, they write in the poll, transcend party lines. With 49% of Democrats, 40% of Republicans, and 54% of independents saying his comments on the protests have no impact. Okay, for Trump, however, the news is also not great. Because it shows that 55% think that Trump makes the situation worse. Only 13% think he makes the situation better. And this comes with a series of numbers, and I don't want to bore you with the numbers, the sheer data here, but the result on everything. Between the two candidates, more Americans trust Biden over Trump to keep their country safe. That's by a margin of more than 10 points. To keep their families safe, margin of 14 points. To care more about them, a margin of more than 20 points. To unite the country, a margin of more than 30 points. To handle the protests around the country, margin of 20 points. To address racial discrimination, margin of 30 points. To manage the COVID-19 response, a margin of 22 points. All of this shows where Trump's focus needs to be, inspiring more trust in his ability to actually handle the issues for the next term. We will be right back with Biden taking questions today. It didn't go particularly well. And much more on the MedVed Show. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about the state of the campaign, Joe Biden went to Kenosha yesterday. President Trump, I thought, had a successful day in Kenosha. But I don't believe that the new ABC Ipsos poll was reflecting or was able to reflect what President Trump did in Kenosha, because what he did was he listened. And he listened to some of the people who were suffering not from police oppression, but from riots. And the fact that the president has been able to cooperate with the governor of Wisconsin, a Democrat, and with local officials in Wisconsin who are Democrats, and that the violence has subsided and it should only continue in Kenosha, I think will count in the president's advantage. Joe Biden was in Kenosha yesterday, and he spoke emotionally. And I don't think there's any doubt at all that on this race issue, he is deeply, deeply emotional. It's not just a bid to win black support. But there were moments of real embarrassment. The one that struck me, and it's painful to watch it, because he's speaking with a mask on, and he's speaking very fervently about how we have to teach our children more about black history. And this is one of those things that with a different media environment, if Trump did this, I think everyone in the country would hear about it and hear about it a lot. But this does give the Republicans a chance for an anti-Biden ad. Here is the former vice president, the front runner, and he is the front runner in the presidential campaign, speaking in a church in Kenosha, Wisconsin, about what we have to teach our children. Listen.
We got to, for example, why in God's name don't we teach history in history classes? A black man invented the light bulb, not a white guy named Edison. Okay? There's so much. Did anybody know before what recently happened? That Black Wall Street in Oklahoma was burned to the ground? Anybody know these things? We act because we don't teach them. We got to give people facts. Teach them what's out there.
Okay, teaching about Black Wall Street, the terrible race riot, that, by the way, we've been talking about on this show for 20 years. It was a terrible race riot, and they did destroy what was called Black Wall Street, but it wasn't really Black Wall Street. It was a series of black banks that worked locally for the black community. And the term Black Wall Street implying that this was a big national stock exchange, it wasn't. However, this claim about a black guy invented the light bulb, it wasn't Edison. I've looked into this, and the closest you can come is Edison did have a collaborator who worked with him, who was a black guy, who helped him with the filaments for the light bulbs that he developed. But if you were teaching or trying to teach the kids that a black guy invented the light bulb, it's just a lie. I'm sorry. I hope he is fact-checked on that. I haven't checked yet. But that should be pants on fire. That should be four Pinocchios. Can you give five Pinocchios? Nobody believes that a black guy invented the light bulb. You know what it reminds me of a little bit is back in the days of the Cold War, in the 1950s, the Russians, the communists, made believe that they had invented everything. They had invented cars, they invented the telephone, they invented the gas stove, they invented everything. And everybody knew it was a joke. They knew in Russia it was a joke, but they claimed it anyway. Joe, Thomas Edison really did invent the light bulb. Now, he argued with Tesla, Nikola Tesla, about... and George Westinghouse about how to run those light bulbs and what kind of current you should use. But Edison was the greatest inventor in American history, and he wasn't a black guy. Biden also took questions from the press today. And you'll notice that the questions are not exactly hard-hitting. CBS's Ed O'Keefe began. And you'll also hear a question from Isaac Dover of The Atlantic. Listen.
He asked you about another thing the president said last night. He once again suggested to his supporters that they should consider voting twice if they're in one of those states that can allow you to request an absentee ballot. They fill that out and then go try voting again in person. State officials have said it's a felony in some cases. Just curious what you make of it. You said today is the angriest you've been as a presidential candidate. But you said you're trying to restrain yourself. Isn't there a lot of people out there who are supporting you or are inclined to not vote for the president who would say, why isn't Joe Biden angrier about all of this?
This morning, in reference to that article in The Atlantic, in a call convened by your campaign, Kazir Khan said that the comments demonstrated that President Trump's life is a testament to selfishness and that his soul is that of a coward. When you hear these remarks, suckers, losers, recoiling from amputees, what does it tell you about President Trump's soul and the life he leads?
Can you imagine anyone asking Trump that kind of question about Biden? What is your comment on the state of Trump's soul? Really? This is an appropriate question? Now, what they're talking about here is this new article in The Atlantic, and the new article in The Atlantic has been debunked. I don't know if it's true or not. I suspect that most of it is not true, claiming that Trump made horrible remarks about heroes resting in cemeteries in France and at Arlington, saying they were suckers and losers, and what was in it for them when they gave their lives for their country. It's very low journalism to do a story like that, which is so devastating, and of course it puts Trump in the worst possible light, without any named sources. And that ought to be there. Here is Biden's response to the Atlantic article. Listen.
I'm going to try to be measured in my response. If it's true, and based on other things he said, I believe the article is true. I'd ask you all the rhetorical question. How do you feel? How would you feel if you had a kid in Afghanistan right now? How would you feel if you lost a son, daughter, husband, wife? How would you feel, for real? I know that's not your job to express that feeling, but you know. You know in your heart, you know in your gut, it's deplorable. It's deplorable. As I've said many times, I'll say again, these folks are the backbone of America.
I think the backbone of America, I think he was talking about our military, of course. And yes, his late son, Bo Biden, served very honorably in the Middle East with the American military. So, with all of this going on, why is it that young Americans are turning to ideas that have been discredited long ago by a guy named Karl Marx? We will get to that with Professor Paul Kangor, coming up on the MedMed Show.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump talking coronavirus response.
We're very proud of the job we're doing. I think in particular, not only the great companies, but the companies, every one of them has said to me, if this was a more typical kind of presidency, I'll be nice. Getting these approvals would take 2 or 3 years.
Meanwhile, speaking in Wilmington, Delaware, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has a dark prediction.
Reports that we're going to have maybe There's some reports there's another 100,000 dead, as many as 100,000 dead, more by the end of the year.
The vice president also hits President Trump on the economy.
When the crisis started, we all hoped for a few months of a shutdown would be followed by a rapid economic turnaround. No one thought they'd lose their job for good or see small.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved Show, one of the mysteries in the world at large, but in American life in particular, is the reemergence of trendiness for Karl Marx. And I was just struck, my wife is a clinical psychologist, as people know, and she was for some years, isn't anymore, a member of the American Psychological Association, and they have a new initiative to try to achieve racial justice through renouncing racism and capitalism. And this is really bizarre, and we will get to that. But why is it that people associate racial justice, of all things, Paul Kengor? Paul Kengor is the author of a new book, an important new book on Karl Marx. And he's also, of course, one of the directors of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, sponsor of this show. Paul, why do people associate Marxism, of all things, with racial justice?
Well, that's a good question, Michael. Maybe madness. That's all I can think of. I have no idea why, other than, you know, I'd like to be able to give a simple answer like, well, Patrice Cullors, one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter, she said that she and her co-founder, Alicia Garza, quote, "We actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists. We are super versed on ideological theories," unquote. So in a way, I'd like to say, well, I guess, you know, the kind of Black Lives Matter fervor has caught on, and thus so has the Marxist fervor. But on the other hand, and you've probably seen this, Michael, if you tell a leftist, if you point out that two of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter are self-admitted trained Marxists, they just yell at you. They're well, no, they're not. What does that matter, right? So I don't know. know, but I mean, the idea that that they would link capitalism to it, that's just really screwy, and maybe it comes out of the same sort of radical left milieu that we're seeing today, where and I blame this on the universities, by the way. You know, they graduate students who kind of worship this modern secular trinity of race, gender, sexual orientation, and I don't know, maybe I got to add class to that as well.
Yeah, one of the things that I think it's a point that you make very powerfully in your book is that it's not just Marxism, it is Marx himself whose record on race or racism, on bigotry, on prejudice, on judging people by their identity is not that enlightened, is it?
No, it's horrible. I mean, the man was an absolute out-and-out racist, no question about it. Yeah, the things that he said about black people in particular, I mean, these are things that I really, really couldn't even say on the air. In fact, as I look at some of these quotes here in front of me, I don't think I can say these on the air. I mean, his use of the N-word, he was, I guess I could say this, he and Engels both made fun of Marx's poor son-in-law, a guy named Paul Lafargue, who was partly Cuban. And so by Marx's logic, that meant that he was partially infected by Negro blood, as he put it. And Marx denigrated his own son-in-law, who, get this, Michael, would kill himself in a suicide pact with Marx's daughter. And Marx lost two daughters in joint suicide pacts with their husbands. Marx would denigrate this son-in-law, Paul Lafargue, from Cuba. He would call him Negrillo, or the gorilla. And that's because, as Engels figured to Marx, I mean, picture these two, Michael, sitting around the campfire, right, trying to figure this out. Engels said, you know, Karl, I think he has 1/8 or 1/12 N-word blood. And a kind of a really sick example, when poor Paul was running as a political candidate for a council seat in a Paris district that contained a zoo, Engels made sure that he took a shot at poor Paul in a letter to Paul's wife. This would have been Marx's daughter. And he wrote this: being in his quality as a N-word, that is a degree nearer to the rest of the animal kingdom than the rest of us, Paul is undoubtedly the most appropriate representative of that district, unquote. So that's how Engels thought. It's how Marx thought. Yeah. And you wonder, how do they get away with that? How do they get admired in this cancel culture where one insensitive comment by, you know, a John Wayne or a Ronald Reagan, you get your airport renamed, right? And the litany of these guys and their insults this ought to be enough to get them canceled, but apparently they're going to get a pass.
Well, they're not going to get canceled on this if they haven't gotten canceled for all of the dead bodies. Has anybody figured out if you piled up the dead bodies in one big pile, how high it would go? It would probably be over a mile, wouldn't it? You're talking about 100 million people, more than.
That's right. At least. And in fact, let me add here to follow up on what we were just saying. His anti-Semitic comments, Michael, are horrific. And Saul Padover, who did the book, the edited volume back in 1974 on Marx's religious views, said that anti-Semitic invectives and insults are just littered throughout his writings. And I mean, this statement here, if I ask listeners who said this, right, quote, "The emancipation of the Jews in the final analysis is the emancipation of mankind from Judaism," unquote. If I said that and said, I'll give you a clue, he's a German, I bet a lot of people would say, oh, Hitler. And no, that was Marx. Marx who said that. Marx said, "The Israelite faith is repulsive to me." And he said, "What is the worldly cult of the Jew? Haggling. What is his worldly god? Money." So that's the kind of thing that he said. And I'll give you one more. The fellow German socialist Ferdinand LaSalle, who was part Jewish and part black, Marx called him the Jewish N-word. And he said to Engels, they were studying his cranial formation, and he said, well, it's now perfectly clear to me that as the shape of his head and the growth of his hair indicate, he is descended from the Negroes, unless his mother or grandfather on the father's side was crossed with a N-word. And then he said, this union of Jew and German on a Negro base was bound to produce an extraordinary hybrid, unquote. So how do they get away with that? And it's, again, it's because the left likes Marx. And if Black Lives Matter is going to go after racists, why aren't they going after Karl Marx?
If one would ask that question profoundly, we're speaking with Dr. Paul Kangor, a professor at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. How do you explain, and maybe when we come back, you can answer this question, because it is really a question for the ages. At a time when Marxist systems in the last 20, 30 years have done so terribly, they've performed so badly, they've caused so much continued suffering and poverty and deprivation, with all of that going on, why is it there are people marching out in the streets who say they like socialism? And there are polls that show that among Democrats, about half of Democrats say they have a positive view of socialism, about the same percentage as say they have a positive view of capitalism. What is the deal? And why now? Because even as recently as 10 years ago, people were appropriately negative on socialism, given the body count, given the count of impoverished societies that made no progress until they tried capitalist solutions. We'll get to that and more with Paul Kangor, the author of a very important new book on Karl Marx. We'll be right back. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Maybe you're skeptical that Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, can really help you get out of pain. I can understand if Relief Factor were a brand new product. Sure, I'd be skeptical too. But Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, started the company almost 7 years ago. And we've been talking about it all that time, virtually every day. And now tens of thousands of people have ordered the 3-week quick start and are taking it every day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead, be a little skeptical, but I suggest you might become like me and so many others who've tried it, a believer. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or back pain in my case, from just getting older, exercise, or everyday living, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. It's like a trial pack. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Devil and Karl Marx, Communism's Long March of Death, Deception, and Infiltration. One of the more important books of the year. The author, Dr. Paul Kangor, who is also a senior fellow at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. We were talking before the break, Paul, about Karl Marx's utterly despicable racism, his anti-Semitism. A lot of people may know that Karl Marx had Jewish background. His parents converted the family to Christianity when Marx was an infant, or maybe before he was born. How did Marx feel about Christianity? Did he make sympathetic comments?
No. In fact, he was highly insulting to Christianity as well, which is why when you hear today people saying that, you know, this is really, I think, hideous as a Catholic, personally. In July 2019, America Magazine, which is the top Jesuit publication, Michael, they published a piece titled "The Catholic Case for Communism," with an accompanying photo of the Bolivian leader Evo Morales handing a communist crucifix to Pope Francis. And I mean, you know, that could have gotten, you know, that very article probably could have gotten the editors of America Magazine excommunicated.
Certainly under Pope John Paul. But John Paul the Great had no illusions about communism. He grew up under it.
No, that's exactly right. And Marx, you know, Marx of course referred to religion as the opiate of the masses, and people know that very well. But he was also highly insulting to Christianity. In fact, he said, quote, "The social principles of Christianity preach cowardice, self-contempt, abasement, submission, humility. The social principles of Christianity are hypocritical. So much for the social principles of Christianity." So he didn't like Christianity. He didn't like Judaism. He didn't like blacks. He had extremely sexist views. And so what did he really like? He probably mainly liked himself. And in fact, I think the really telling statements about Marx, George Jung, who was a Marx contemporary and close friend, he said that what you have to understand about Marx is that he was not an economist, right? This man was more a political revolutionary and a theological, philosophical revolutionary who was trying to overthrow the entire social system. And in the manifesto, they say that communism represents, quote, the most radical rupture in traditional relations. And I think, Michael, maybe the most telling line in the whole book is right at the very end of the manifesto. And I think you can apply this to the sort of statue movement today. Marx and Engels said, the communists openly declare that their ends can be attained only by the forcible overthrow of all existing social conditions. So think about that, right? The forcible overthrow of all existing social conditions. So these guys were truly revolutionaries who wanted to burn down the house. And they don't necessarily know what perhaps was going to follow, although they had some ideas for that. But first they knew that you had to chop down the roots: property, family, religion, the Judeo-Christian order.
One of the things that I think is fascinating about this is you've written wonderful books. I am a great fan of your books about President Reagan, about John Paul, the Holy Father, who we were talking about before, and you've written several books about the friendship of Reagan and the Holy Father. You've even written books about faith and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, and then you've written books about bad guys. Which do you actually enjoy more, writing about people who inspire you or people who are utterly reprehensible like Karl Marx?
Well, definitely people that inspire me. And I'll tell you, Michael, when I did this book and other books, I think I felt this way when I wrote the book Takedown. I think when I was writing Dupes, my wife could hear me groan from the other room, right? And she'd say, what is it now? And I'd say, oh, man, you wouldn't believe this. You know, Marx's favorite play was Goethe's Faust. You know, Mephistopheles, and his favorite line was, everything that exists deserves to perish, right? Or I'll turn to my wife and I'll say, Susan, you know, look at this poem from Karl Marx, right? I mean, this is absolutely hideous. He says here, look now, my blood-dark sword shall stab unerringly within thy soul. The hellish vapors rise and fill the brain till I go mad and my heart is utterly changed. See the sword, the prince of darkness sold it to me. My soul, once true to God, is chosen for hell. It's like, I need to go take a bath. You know, I'm gonna run over to the church. I gotta go to confession. It's horrible stuff. Yeah, it really is.
The title of your book is The Devil and Karl Marx. Now, it wouldn't surprise me at all, but I don't know the answer to this. Is there any connection between either Marx himself or some of his followers and Satanism?
Yes. Yeah, there actually is. And I give examples of that. Now, with Marx, I need to be much more careful with Marx, because I say from the very beginning, look, I don't have any proof in here of Karl Marx, you know, being in the occult, of him being, you know, possessed by demons, although I actually quote some scholars of Marx who say that. In fact, the guy who wrote the best biography of Marx, Robert Payne, this was published in 1968 by Simon & Schuster, and he was no man of the right, Michael. He was like a British professor of arts and letters and poetry, a theater critic. He had a chapter in that book called The Demons, and he wrote, quote, there were times when Marx seemed to be possessed by demons. He had the devil's view of the world and the devil's malignity. Sometimes Marx seemed to know that he was accomplishing works of evil, unquote. And I say, look, you know, I can't confirm. I got no proof the guy was a Satanist. I can't say whether he was possessed. You know, to quote from Barack Obama, that's above my pay grade. I can confirm that he was an atheist. And I can even quote for you, as I do in this book, the examples of, like, the Romanian prison of Petesti, where they were conducting black masses. You know, Marxists engaging in seances. So Michael Bakunin praising Satan. Saul Alinsky praising Satan in a weird way. So that stuff is out there, but I'd say with Marx, you don't want to overstate anything, but you also don't want to understate anything. And when you see all the things he wrote and said about the devil, Marx referring to, or Engels referring to him as the monster of 10,000 devils, his father asking him, Carl, is that heart of yours governed by a demon? Right? You see things like that, and you can say at the very least, this is bad. This is chilling.
And
there's something dark.
You know what's fascinating to me is looking over, the book is called The Devil and Karl Marx, and it's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. And what's fascinating about this is very often you will say about people who lead terrible lives, well, it was the people who were closest to them who suffered most. But in Marx's case, it's literally tens of millions of people who have suffered from this mistake. Last question, and it's a big one. You work with students all the time. What's the most important way to lure them away from Marxist evil?
Well, that's a good question. I'd say for students, right, not so much Grove City, but young people generally, I'd point to the one line in the manifesto where they say the entire communist program may be summed up in the single sentence, abolition of private property. And when you say to them, what do you think it would do if your government tried to eliminate private property, they usually get it. They're like, well, that's going to require guns, gulags, prison. It's like, yeah, that's exactly right. So it's a little harder to make the spiritual case to modern culture, but I think they get the property issue. I think they understand that as a real violation of their rights that would create chaos and state violence.
Paul Kangor, the new book, the latest of a series of indispensable books for thinking people. This is called The Devil and Karl Marx, Communism's Long March of Death, Deception, and Infiltration. And in this season, where there's plenty of deception, maybe even a little bit of death and infiltration, it is a book that needs to be confronted for the sake of the preservation and defense of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from Sea Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. Sea Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have Sea Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at seacrane.com/booster. That's seacrane.com/booster, or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.